Alphabet's legal chief retires under cloud of abuse allegations. By Lucas Nolan on January 13, 2020. Alphabet, the parent company of tech giant Google, has lost its chief legal officer David Drummond, who is reportedly retiring from the company according to a recent filing. Drummond allegedly fathered a child with a subordinate and subsequently emotionally abused her, according to a blog post by the woman published in 2019. CNBC reports that the chief legal officer of Google's parent company Alphabet is allegedly retiring from his position at the firm according to a filing. Drummond is one of Google's highest-paid executives. His departure comes amidst another round of sexual misconduct scandals at Google. A number of executives have been accused of sexual misconduct at the firm in recent years, resulting in a global employee walkout in 2018. The employee walkout resulted in the amendment of some of Google's policies relating to sexual misconduct, but Drummond and other executives still faced allegations of misconduct at the company. Drummond is reportedly departing the company on January 31, 2020, according to CNBC. A note from Drummond reads, "With Larry and Sergey now leaving their executive roles at Alphabet, the company is entering an exciting new phase. And I believe that it's also the right time for me to make way for the next generation of leaders. As a result, after careful consideration, I have decided to retire at the end of this month." A former senior contracts manager at Google, Jennifer Blakely, published a blog post about her relationship with Drummond last year in which she alleged that Drummond broke company rules by having multiple affairs with other employees. She also alleged that he neglected her and their son, often disappearing for long periods of time. Days after the blog post, Drummond married another Google employee, 37-year-old Corinne Dixon. While Alphabet states that it will not be paying Drummond an exit package, the legal officer was paid $47 million by the company last year and has sold shares worth more than $220 million in the last year as well. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.